As the legislative session gets underway, education will once again be at the front of many Alaskans' minds. KTOO's Adeline Baxter reports on what Southeast legislators expect from this session's education budget proceedings.
Governor Bill Walker is proposing $1.26 billion in education funding for the budget year that begins in July. That maintains the current year's base student allocation, or BSA, used to determine K-12 funding. The numbers are one matter. Whether or not the budget will pass in a timely fashion is another. Last year, fiscal uncertainty forced many school districts across the state to hand out pink slips, only to rehire many of those teachers once the final budget passed in late June. A pre-filed bill from Kodiak Republican Senator Gary Stevens, SB 131, would require the legislature to pass an education budget by April 1st. The legislature used to plan out several years' worth of education funding in advance. That ended with the state's fiscal crisis. Senator Dennis Egan, a Juneau Democrat, says he supports re-implementing forward funding for education.
I think we ought to do it again because municipalities have to know what teachers are going to be paid and how many teachers that municipalities will have. But we pass it late, then municipalities have to go back and readjust things.
Representative Dan Ortez, an independent from Ketchikan, serves as chair of a subcommittee on the state's education budget. A former teacher, Ortez says he supports the idea of forward funding education and feels cautiously optimistic that other legislators do too.
I think there's a possibility. I'm hearing that there might be some support from that from the Senate. I know that there'll be support for that on the House majority side. So we'll see if it happens, but I'm hopeful.
The governor's budget also proposes flat funding the University of Alaska's operations. Separately, it calls for $70 million for the system's substantial deferred maintenance backlog. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman says he supports the governor's budget proposal. He says he believes the university system needed to go on a financial diet. Legislators are constitutionally obligated to fund K-12, and Stedman says they should prioritize that.
But if the university wants a huge budgetary increase when we're losing and have a deficit of $2.5 billion plus, my response to that meeting when they come in my office is good luck. Fix the problem first.
But some legislators may push back against that outlook. Representative Justin Parrish says investing in higher education allows more Alaskans to stay in the state for school and later their careers. And that's good for the state's economy, the Juneau Democrat says.
It's very frustrating to know that 20% of our workforce right now is coming from outside the state. And if we fail to invest in good post-secondary education, that number will only climb.
SB 131 has been referred to the Senate's Education and Finance Committees. Regular budget hearings will be underway for weeks to come. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.